Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Universal Energy Radio. This is a Some of You show. My name is Elisa.
My name is Liz. Hi, darling.
Hey, how are you?
How are you? You know, I am getting over a cold, which I never, you never know me to get to be sick. Excuse me, so forgive the coughing or sniffling, but I am like 80%. No, it's okay. I'm like 80% better. And I felt it coming on Monday. And, of course, we flew out of town on Tuesday. But the worst of it is behind me. So, yeah, that's as much as I allow myself to have any sort of illness. That's it.
Right.
And it makes sense. And my body knew, because I haven't even had a sniffle in 2 years, it feels like, or a year and a half, let's say. Because even though this is a work-related trip, it's the closest thing to a vacation that I've had in well over a year.
Right.
And I'm with my son. So my body said, you know what? This is the time. We've been holding on for a long time. You just need to stop. So it's like the command of the computer, a forced quit. This is a forced quit. That's what it is. Yeah, so I'm fine. And I've listened to the show that you guys did the other day, which was great. So I always love that. Like, I love to hear the shows that I'm not a part of. And just to listen to the show like an audience member. So that's fun. So how are you? That was
my
a pregnant
cousin
mom.
Anna is. Yeah, well, it's because my cousin Anna is listening. She's actually, she stayed over here at our house last night. So she is on the other side of the house.
Oh, great.
Listening.
Oh, that's so great.
It was sort of a backup in case, you know, there was something weird with your scheduling and you weren't able to make it on the show today.
Oh, my God, that's so great.
You know,
girl
was one of those.
On it.
Okay, bye.
Gotta go, bye.
All right. So, you know, we do have a hand raised, but I wanted to get Anna on really quickly, and then we'll get to the caller. So, caller, hang on.
Oh.
We've got you. I see you.
And you know what? That just reminds me. Let me find, where did I put my iPad? Because the iPad has the database in it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, here it is. Okay, I got it.
All right. Well, hey, Anna.
Okay. Good morning, lady. Darling. I love it. It's the three of us.
Yes. Oh. Good morning.
Hi.
Yeah.
Talk to me.
So it's been really nice to have my cousin hanging out. She's in town for, well, I guess until tomorrow. So she was in town for a little bit, and it's been really good to be able to see her and just – it's usually at the end of the night, so we're both really tired. Definitely I'm tired. But it's been really cool to hang out. And she's got her own bedroom, so to speak. It's like the other side of the house. Go to your room.
Oh, she has a wing. She has a wing.
Yeah. The cushion wing. So I just want you to know she's like our third co-host today. I want to go ahead and get our caller on because the caller was already waiting before I even logged in. So I saw that she was in there. Or he or she. Could be. I don't know.
Or could be them.
Area code 412. Yeah, could be a whole group. Area code 412. Good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Mandy. I'm new to the show.
Hi, Mandy. How are you? Oh, you poor thing.
Okay.
Welcome to,
don't
welcome
say that.
To the, no, I'm kidding. I'm saying your poor thing. Like, welcome to the wackiness that is this show. But we're really good at what we do.
Yeah, I took you correct. That's why I knew you were lightheartedly joking.
Well, thank you, dear.
I was just happy to find you girls on early this morning because I'm a morning person.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So the first thing, it's the name is Mandy, right? Okay, so the first question, Mandy, is asking for permission to connect to your energy, please.
Yes, please do.
Okay. And please give your birthday, not the year, just the month and the day.
Okay, February 2nd.
Okay. Oh,
cool.
Happy birthday. Okay, sorry. All right. So if you could put.
Hey, I think you're the only person that's talking to me on my birthday.
She's a good time, this Mandy over here. She's a good time. Okay,
yeah.
Good time, Mandy.
Yeah.
So happy hour, we call her Happy Hour Mandy. Okay, so Mandy, if you could put your concern into a question, what would that question be?
You want just the subject area or the legit question?
Well, right there, we know that you think a little bit too much. So if you could put your concern into a question.
Oh, I do. Yes, I wish I didn't. Please.
Let's do some carbon-14 testing and get back to me. Do me a favor. Take this Q-tip. Swab your inner cheek, and I'll get back to you. Okay. You could go ahead. There's
we're
no right
go
or wrong.
To the area of Chad. Insight that you could tell me on Chad and I.
Okay. So
relationship.
So Chad obviously is a relationship situation.
We're not currently in the relationship.
Yeah, I'm sensing that. So what I would like to do that Elisa has your information to connect with her intuition regarding filtering that through the science and art of numerology. I'm going to connect while she's talking to you, and then we're going to circle back to me. We're going to see what I pick up from your energetic signature. Okay?
Okay.
So I'll be back with you in a second.
Anything, or? No,
nope.
I guess not. Okay.
Yep. You are an overachiever, dear. Okay.
Hey, I like to be prepared. Go ahead.
Right.
Well, I want to make sure you're wearing your saffron robes before we can actually just, I'm just kidding, you don't have to be wearing any particular type of color. But you should be facing east. I'm just kidding, you don't need to face east. So your birth date, happy belated birthday, your birthday indicates that you are in a number 7 personal year. And I do personal years from your birthday to your next birthday. Some people like to go from, you know, January 1st to January 1st. But I figure your birthday is just as important, so that's when I do it. And
that's when I always say, ironically, that's when my new year starts. I just said that
to
somebody last week. Yep.
Then we are on the same page. That's perfect.
Yeah.
The number 7 then means that you are, this year is focusing really on a lot of internal work for you. So it's definitely a more low key year because of the internal work that you want to do, sort of to streamline this whole process of goals events and things that you want to have happen, things that you've already put in motion a good 3-4 years ago. This is now a time to do a little bit of course correction if necessary, or just prioritize, you know, really check in with you instead of getting distracted or feeling the pull from other directions and other people, which was really what was going on this past year, which was a number 6 year influence. And 6 was more about everybody else. It's about family and your support and, you know, just. So after that, you know, you do want time for yourself. And this is exactly what this whole year is about. So it's not just, that one day we're done. It's really taking the time throughout the course of the year to check in with yourself and see, is this really where I want to be, or not even is this, like almost acknowledging, yes, you're here, this is where you are right now, and as a course correction, looking at different things that you're working on, whether it's work or personal relationships, this is where your questions can come in, and you're not having to really answer them for anybody else but yourself, but it's going to be in relation to you and everything else that is in your sphere of influence. So the overall question of, say, relationships, and you already said, well, we're not in one right now, but it's someone that you're interested
right.
in, or maybe he's indicated he, oh, yeah, there could be something there. And the first rule, of course, is that you really can't dig into the head of somebody else, you know, and see what their motivations
right.
are. So the best thing, and really the only thing you can do, is be prepared for yourself. If there are indications where, you know, partnership, in any kind of relationship, there's at least two elements. So the only one that you can be in charge
right.
of is yourself, is your own, is
right.
how you respond,
mm-hmm.
How you react. So if you're open to something with this person, then it's good grounds to develop or even deepen a friendship. Now, I know because people who are under the sign of Aquarius tend to do really good at friendships because it can be as impersonal. Yeah, you know, because there's not this heaviness when it's a friendship. When it becomes something deeper is when there's a lot of other stuff involved and the stakes are a little bit higher. And it's hard to be impersonal and keep it light and flowing at times. So it doesn't mean it's a bad
right.
thing at all, but it means that we're looking at we're weighing in other variables that you can still keep a friendship as the basis. I think that's very important. But I think also distinguishing if it were a friend, I would probably respond this way, but because this is somebody not, you know, it's more than just a friend, then, you know, it may encompass a lot more to be considered versus friend, you know, one and done. We know what we're going to do. And a lot of times it's not about having to be on the same page, you know, 24/7 with a friendship. It's like, oh, okay, you do your thing. You can kind of you can detach and let them go. But it may be the other person saying, wait a minute. Wait, you detached too soon. Wait a minute. So that is just one aspect, right? So in this 7 year, I would say expand that focus, obviously, beyond this person, but also how you want to be in a relationship. If you're open to a deeper relationship than just friendship, then regardless of who this person is, just in general, what are some things that are important to you to experience and to have in a relationship? And
right.
and I think that will help you take on some of the cues that you may or may not be receiving from him or from anyone else that you may be considering. If it's something that just gets you excited, I think that's enough to get you going. The inner work then says balance out and be a little more discerning with who you are now and what you do want in a relationship. And not that, you know, people who are under the sign of the Aquarius will say, oh, we're just going to go crazy. It's, you know, they're usually thinking about things like that. But it tends to be such an impersonal, detached way that, you know, if you are upfront about who you are and what it is that you want, then at least on your end, you won't be confused. And if you are really good at communicating that, then you will be attracting someone who's also on the same page with you in terms of developing a relationship and going deeper and having all the fun that you want to have and experiencing these types of relationships. But it's a great year. Every year, I'm a numerologist. Huh? Why would I say, well, that 1 year is going to be really bad? Every number, every vibration has a purpose. So this year is really
right.
good because you're at the, you know, near the end of a cycle of 9 years. So that 7 year gives you this last bit of a push to see things through and emerge in 2 or 3 years, feeling like you've accomplished everything you set out to accomplish. Even if you didn't realize, oh, I was supposed to accomplish that, you can kind of look back and say, oh, look at what I did do and look at where I am now. So this is a nice pivotal year because you can look at the direction you're going and say, well, that's what I thought I wanted maybe 2 or 3 years ago, but as I see now, it's sort of like when you walk up the mountain, you can only see so much. And when you finally get closer to the top, you can see a little bit more of what's around you and what's coming up. And you may see on the horizon that that's nice, but let me just turn my gaze a different way. Like let me look all the way around me and see really where I am, and really allowing yourself that bigger picture and saying, okay, well, what else do I need to be doing? Because I said that this would be a good direction, and it is, but just to the right of that, I'm seeing something that is even better, and there's a better opportunity. And that's the whole point of having experience, of having wisdom, and of having the wherewithal to look at your perspective and see all the way around you. And this is a great time. This whole year is about checking in and seeing the bigger picture and what direction do you really want to go in. And chances are you're not that far off. It's not that you're ever off track necessarily. It's just knowing what those influences are and what pulls you in a particular direction versus stepping in a landmine of what am I trying to avoid? You know, so there's a different vibe in that. And for you, I think it's more of what am I moving towards? I think that's a really big, it's a big motivator and incentive to get excited about. Because other callers can call in and their vibe is, I'm just trying to avoid this, which includes a little bit of dodging and weaving, a little bit of hiding. And then there's sort of an off track in terms of wondering, well, what is it that I really want to work towards? Because whatever that is, they're usually thinking, I can't get to it because I'm so busy dodging, weaving, and hiding. So kudos to you, because it sounds right now, I mean, this is not even that you said a lot. It's just the energy of being excited. But just know that this year is a little bit more, it kind of keeping things to yourself and working it out within yourself instead of, probably talking to a lot of people about it. You don't want to water down the energy of it. So okay. It's an inside job this year, but it means that the results and the rewards will reach out to other people and situations, and that's going to be shown in the quality of the people and relationships and situations that you find yourself in from here on out.
All right, God willing.
All right, so Elizabeth, or very, very formal, Elizabeth.
Elizabeth.
Liz, I don't know if you. I know. Who's that?
Who's that? Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh,
we are.
Girl. Okay, so I jotted some things down, and it's not my job to interpret them, kind of lay out the breadcrumbs. And to see if I am, in fact, connected to your energetic signature. So with Chad, one thing that I wrote down is, what you see is what you get. Does that make sense?
For the most part, I'd say, yeah.
Okay, do me a favor. Do me a favor. You know, we're dealing with energy. So shift your analytical brain into your receptive brain, your soul.
Okay.
Okay? Because then, like, I'm really good at what I do, but I had to kind of, and thank goodness for this podcast. We've been doing it for almost 10 years now, that I kind of trained to trust consciousness. And so grateful to all the callers, because it's allowed me to create a practice.
Right.
Okay? So do me the favor of just being receptive. So I'm going to start again. So I wrote down with him, again, it's breadcrumbs. So a breadcrumb isn't going to be a PowerPoint. It's going to be a breadcrumb. Does that make sense?
Okay, so you don't want me to say anything?
No, that's okay. Listen. That you are so pure-hearted and so well-intended. There's no static in what I'm saying to you. It's more in support of you. Okay.
Okay. So you don't need a response from it. Okay.
No, I didn't say that.
Okay.
Okay. So when I said no, that we're this is good because this is also part of the growth and part of creation within yourself within the energetic multidimensional realm. So when I said one of the first things I got in regard to this energy with him, what you see is what you get, and you said yes for the most part, and da 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 da, and I stopped you. So the fact that whatever that part is, that's the part that Source wants you to pay attention to. Does that make sense?
So in other words, Source wants me to pay attention to the fact of the parts that I see.
Right. So if I'm picking up on the energetic signature, what you see is what you get. Let's just stay with that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you're very where with him is almost like at the core, what you see is what you get. At your core, you're very open and you're very receptive. And I also get, I just need to get a sip of water. Sorry, because I'm getting over a cold. But a sense of tradition with him. Like, is he kind of very old school, very traditional?
No, I wouldn't say that.
Okay, great. Yes, okay.
Yeah.
What did you just say, honey?
I think he would like to, but he doesn't necessarily live that way.
Oh. Okay, so again, we're talking about energetic signature. So you could have the energy of what you'd like to express and fulfill, but maybe the details of life gets in the way. Or the circumstances. So, okay, so we're going to go with the core. And remember, I'm dealing with energy, not facts, but energetic truths. Okay, so what you see is what you get. You are open and receptive. He, I feel, is inclined energetically to a more traditional kind of slant. Appreciates like Western culture, like the Wild West, John Wayne, things of that nature. Is there, I guess Texas is the West too, Arizona, Texas, the Dakotas. Is there any connection to that traditional kind of Wild West or Southwest? Because I got that energy too.
Not at all. I know. It's never been an area I've been drawn to, and not an area that I've ever heard him talk about, to be honest with you.
Okay, I'm not very clear, sorry. So I was getting just again the energetic pull.
Mm-hmm.
No, again, it could be like I also got with you guys have you been in a relationship with each other before or no?
Oh yes.
So
we actually have a 2-year-old son, to be honest with you. If that helps you.
So it's not even about that. It's not even about that. Mm-hmm. The less I know the better. But I was getting that there was a history, that this wasn't a new person. I was also mm-hmm. so thank you for confirming that for me. I was mm-hmm. also getting that there's a lot of past life with you guys. And maybe that's why I was getting these very traditional inclinations that maybe at that time, mm-hmm. like the Wild West that or something, that there was some sort of connection with the two of you. But one of the things that I wrote down early on was like a connection to Western culture. Very interesting. So maybe you guys had some sort of there was some sort of relationship, another life, and now it's almost the energy of traditional versus the new. So it's interesting that you said that he would like to aspire toward a tradition, would like to live more a traditional way, but maybe isn't quite able to. So that might be some of the unresolved, because you did say that early on when I asked you about that, correct? Yes. Okay. So there's some sort of, I don't know if there's a resistance toward the new or there's a inclination toward the traditional, but I think that's why you guys unconsciously or maybe unconsciously aren't together the way that you would like right now. Does that make sense, that there's some sort of like seeing things differently? I don't know if it has to do with your child or a parenting approaches, but it's two very different energies. One very open and receptive, and one really inclined toward the traditional. And then two more things that I wrote down. I have no idea what this means. Maybe you can help me out. But I got the image, and I don't know if this is tied to a figure that has passed away or, again, tied into the energy of the traditional, but I got the impression of that old-fashioned kind of barbershop with the old-fashioned mustache, but something there, again, a very, go ahead.
No, I'm just going with you. I'm just listening. Go ahead.
Okay, sorry. So old-fashioned mustache, kind of like that barbershop quartet, traditional, very traditional, the old values of America before everything kind of fell apart, from early 1960s and prior, where there was that illusion.
Not to interrupt you.
Tell me.
I would say that I'm more traditional. I mean, I think he claims he likes it, and that's what draws him to me, because supposedly I'm different than the others he's been involved with and those after me, unfortunately. So it's like, I think he does like that, but yet he's not fulfilling that. His lifestyle is drastically different than my lifestyle.
Oh, that's what I'm getting. Okay, so it's the illusion. Thank you. Okay, now this all makes sense. It's that he would like to, but it's almost, well, you know, it's very interesting, because I was listening to what Alisa was saying to you, and one thing that I felt energetically I resonated with in terms of you, Mandy, is that she said all of this is an inside job. So that's very interesting how I'm getting this traditional versus the new, but it seems like it's more within himself, that it's almost like this facade of tradition, you know, to maybe present what he knows it's going to work for you, or to have you become more receptive. So the more traditional he alludes to be, the more receptive you become to him.
Right, right. And when he shows
that's
me his
what it is.
Current lifestyle, that pushes me away, because I'm firmly against today's America. I mean, I'm not judgmental, you know what I'm saying, as far as like lifestyle or anything like that. Wish I wasn't living in this era. I hate my
era. Why I'm getting to all that stuff that I thought
like
was
I don't
really
want to
you.
Be here.
Right, that's what it is. So all that old fashioned, the barbershop,
right,
another
like back
time.
Leave It to Beaver, like black and
that's
white.
That's you.
Saying?
Oh, I thought it was him.
Yeah.
Thank you. It's you. Oh,
yeah, it's
okay.
Not like I was
Thank
just
you.
Looking at little quotes online with, like, you know, and the women, their hair, and, you know, the little dresses,
the
and
Gibson
stuff.
Girls, all
last
that.
Night. Yes, and the old school phones, the dial phones.
That's
yeah,
you.
I just screenshotted a couple that I really liked.
And that,
so
must have, that really must have
yeah,
been
like
a
with,
past life that really affected you, impacted you to the point that it's affecting you today in 2019.
Yeah, because I have a 13-year-old as well, but to somebody else, and I have issues with his certain teachers and his father, because, like, you know, they're all like pro electronics, and I'm like, no, you teach hands on. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not big on the electronics. I didn't allow them during the week during school. So it's just like today's world and I are just like.
Well, it's almost like
heads.
The Goliath, like David and Goliath. So it's like you're there with your slingshot. Like, it's that's a lot.
That's
a lot. So for you to reconcile.
Like the 13-year-old goes to dad's. He's inside all weekend on his butt behind electronics. Like here, like no, like a day like yesterday it was 60 where I'm at. So I'm like, No, you're not going to, you know, he knows, you know what I mean? You're going to go to basketball court. You're going to go ride your bike. Like, you're going to do physical activity. This is what, like, kids before I even came up, that's what they did. You know what I mean? They're on the,
yes,
you weren't inside being, you know, use your body and your mind that, you know, I believe in God,
right.
God gave you.
But to find that happy medium, because again, you're going to be,
right,
you're going to, yeah, to find that happy medium, and to encourage the options, but,
right,
and, but,
right,
and this, but we
I'm
are
open
living
to options, but I just don't want to let go of those, you know,
but
those,
it's a control thing.
Solid foundations with things. Like,
but
you
it's
know,
a
don't
control
be so
thing.
Quick.
It's a control thing. So you can be an influencer. I have a 13-year-old too. I guess.
Yeah, like, you know what I mean? Like, don't be so quick to use a calculator. Like, you know, use your mind. Like, you know what
right.
I'm saying? Like, appreciate what
I
you
do.
Have. Some children, you know, were
I
born
do.
With, you know, developmental issues and couldn't use their mind if they wanted to. You know what I'm
right.
saying?
Right.
That's how
right.
I'm saying.
Right.
Like, use what you have to the fullest. You know, live
right.
through your body and your mind, not a TV
right.
or a game.
But the thing is, Mandy, you don't want to, and I know because I have to reel it in with myself with my kid, and
right.
you don't want to be such a campaigner for that because it's going to backfire.
Right, right. Like you said, like a happy medium, and, you know,
a
and
happy
I can
medium.
Do that. I can compromise with anybody that respects, you know, my ways and sees where I'm. You don't, nobody has to agree with me. All I ever ask with anybody, whether it's a
right.
teacher, neighbor, just see where I'm coming from. You know what I'm saying? Okay, like, all right, I
yeah.
see where Mandy's coming from. I don't really agree with that, but I can see where
right.
she's coming from. And,
right.
that, you know, you don't have to argue. You don't have to fight.
Right.
Or, you know?
Right. Right. The last thing that I wrote
okay,
down.
Okay, I'm just like went so off course there, but go ahead, I got a little bit too excited.
No, stop. No, don't judge, don't analyze. Again, don't judge, analyze, or criticize yourself or others, okay?
Okay.
So,
all right.
It's a habit. And the last thing I wrote down was, and I don't know why, the title of the Ernest Hemingway book, The Old Man and the Sea. Now, I don't know if that's a literal The Old Man and the Sea, like there's some sort of connection to that, or that there's a reference to that book again, which is from another era and another time. But what's interesting with Hemingway, he came from another time, but he was a person of excess. He was brilliant, but raging alcoholic, womanizer, etc. So it's very interesting that was the last thing that I wrote. Does that have, is that making any sort of connection for you?
Possibly. When you explained his character, I
mm-hmm.
thought of a certain person, some of those things, characteristics.
Okay. So energetically, it's interesting because that's the question. I kind of want to ask you, if this
yeah,
is what you're dealing
right
with, and you're dealing with somebody who's kind of presenting a certain mask to filter what you want to see in order for his gain. My question to you is, why are you asking this question?
This person isn't consistent. So, like, when we have a heart-to-heart, like, you know, a straight-on conversation like this, so I'll think, oh, the, you know, he is on the right page, as I mean, he does want this and that, but the wanting and appreciating the, but really appreciating and enforcing certain lifestyles, you know, is totally different. You know, like you said,
leopard
really
spots. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, like, you can say you appreciate this or you would like to live like this, but you're not changing your lifestyle so
yeah.
that we could live like that. So that
I think you're saying
that,
what you want.
I never
know
what
Chad
I'm
hear,
getting.
To be honest.
So it's like I don't know what Chad I'm getting. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And,
well, you know what? It's about you being the Mandy who you know you are to be. And remember what Elisa said. This is an inside job. And are you guys? I don't think you guys are legally bonded to each other. Are you? No, right?
Legally, no. We were never married. Is that what you're saying? No.
Yes. Okay, great. So I would
kindly suggest, Mandy, that you flip this.
Okay.
And you say, thank God I'm not married. Thank God. Thank, seriously,
okay.
Thank God
okay.
I'm not married. Because that's such a rabbit hole and it's so complicated. And that you embrace that you are a free agent. You embrace how you are raising your children.
Mm-hmm.
But this is time, I agree with Elisa, this is time for you to sort of step back, be an influencer to your children, but an influencer. Because they have to really
right.
kind of
and
choose.
See, and he it's so funny you said that because he just, you know, he had just dropped her, you know, popped in. Like I said, like yo-yo. And Sunday night, and the way that he popped in goes against what I want their memories to be. You know what I'm saying? When they look back, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like that, yeah, without getting into specifics, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so it's really time for you to step back
mm-hmm.
and to know, like, there's so much control that you don't have. And you,
right,
the thing
right.
is, we, and plus, and I think sometimes when we look at the past, there is a filter because it's the past, and we can sort of control our perception of that. And I've always said this, like, technology changes, but human nature does not. And there's never been a time in human history where it hasn't been some sort of crazy chaos that we have to work through. There's never been a time. So we can romanticize the past and all of that, but if you really look into history from the beginning of time, there's always been a component that needs to be healed.
Right.
So I would say look at the part of you that needs to be healed and to step back from the inclination or the overwhelming feeling of having to control everything. Celebrate that you are not legally tied to this person
okay.
and have a relationship with yourself and dare to be out in the world. And it's going to be very interesting because when you move the needle of how you are in relationship with yourself, it trickles out to the world and how your kids see you, how your ex-partners see you, how future people see you. But this is a time for you to let go a little bit. So to answer your question, I feel
yeah.
this is a man of many masks. And I say just step into that gratitude of you're not legally tied to this person.
Okay.
That's a good
and
thing.
I have honestly, I have in the last 6 months really pulled away in, you know, drastic ways. So I guess maybe some parts are guilt, you know what I'm saying? Just
guilt.
Confirmation if I have done the right thing by not, you know, reciprocating
trust
in ways that
trust yourself. It's just trust yourself and be the dominant energetic force in the relationship with yourself. So swap out the analysis and the doubt and the guilt for clarity and faith. And this is a time for you to surrender, Mandy, to faith. Now, I don't know if you go to church or you have a spiritual practice or whatever, but really tap into giving your conscious mind a break and being in relationship with source, spirit, God, whatever you want to call it. But that's what it is. Because you're putting a lot of burden on yourself. We're not supposed to have all the answers
there.
All at once. I'm sorry.
Right. No, I agree there with the burden part, most certainly.
Yeah. Let God do God's job.
Okay.
But I think this is good. You're not married to this person. Energetically, this person likes to play too many games. You don't have time for that. And you're better than that. You're better than that. And right now, it's your time to be in relationship with yourself and to pull back and let go and kind of find the happy medium for yourself because you are existing in 2019 unless you find some commune where everybody's walking around with bonnets and horse-drawn carriages. And listen, I'm sure that exists. Find a way to reconcile yourself and find the happy medium for you.
Right.
And since we do have the benefit, this is very rare that the three of us are on the air. Usually it's just two of us. I just want to see. Anne, are you still with us?
I am.
Okay, so if there's anything, yeah, because I'm pretty much done, sweetheart. So I'm going to see if, there,
okay.
if Anna has anything.
Thank you for all the time. I'm more than appreciated.
Yeah, of course. And then I also suggest that you download the show and you listen to it. Because
okay.
there's a lot of information from all of us. So I'm gonna step aside and see
right,
what Anna
right.
has to say.
Okay,
yeah.
appreciate it.
Hi, Mandy. I'm listening to what Alisa and Liz are talking about and what
right.
happens when you connect with these folks from the past is you get into, and you probably feel this, you kind of get into a cycle, you kind of know what buttons to push and he knows what buttons to push. And so you're kind of cycling back, but there still is this connectivity because at some point there still is a connection. So the idea
right.
is, you know, when, and again, it's stepping back and, you know, what's the saying, to thine own self be true. So it is about you and you shifting your energy from a place where you are so happy within yourself. And there are places, Liz, I will tell you, the funny part is you were joking around about buggies and horses and carriages, and there are, like Indiana and places like that, they're still living that way. But I know what you mean, like this new 21st century of electronics, and our kids just seem to be absorbed in it. And,
right.
you know, there are some benefits. At the same time, we also know that they aren't using parts of their brain that,
right.
that you know,
mm-hmm.
we don't memorize phone numbers. We don't do any of that. And I get that. And
right.
here's instead of, and as a parent, yes, be very, very cognizant of what your kids are doing. And you have your rules or your boundaries. Say, hey, let's compromise. Let's say you go ride your bike, you do these things, and you get like an hour on your iPad or something like that. So whatever
right,
the compromise
right, right.
is, whatever you make up.
That's basically what we did.
So that's good.
Yeah.
And for you, it's when you allow energies into your space that just, they say they want to be in this space and they want to do these things. And at the same time, they're showing you externally, you're looking and you're observing, because I always say actions speak louder than words. So it
oh,
is
right,
great.
Right, right.
It's great that you're in observation mode and then you're standing and you're saying, well, and have that conversation. I would say communication is absolutely the key, and say, you know, I understand that you're telling me that you would like to have this. And do you realize that you're showing me something else? Now,
I
would say if you're
a politician, to be honest with you, like
well, here's the thing: when you throw things out there like that, what energy are you throwing out there? So you want to be from this. You want to be from a place of being neutral, not anything reactive, because reaction is just going to cycle and create more reaction. So what happens is you get into this cycle and it's like an infinity loop, and you don't get out unless you're very aware of it and you say, I'm stepping out of this because it's not me, it's the cycle. There's so many times that we react. There's a difference between reacting and interacting. When you want
uh-huh,
to be
uh-huh.
in good, healthy relationship with someone, you want to interact. You want to
right.
co-create a conversation, co-create an experience. It's not about do it this way or not do it this way, or it's not saying, well, you said this and you're doing something else. So it has to be from a place of neutrality. And I don't know, again, don't know the full situation, but just understanding you, Mandy, and it is this year for you, what Elisa's telling you, very introspective. It's very seeking. You're going to be asking yourself a lot of questions, and pretty much you're not going to put up with BS, especially this
uh-uh.
year. You're not going to put up with it. You're going to say, I'm done. And really, and when you say that, though, hold your ground on that. Now, I know you have children, and you've got to my mind, I said you have to deal with their other parents. At the same time, it's not really a dealing. It is, again, an interaction. So when we can look at it that way, and the best way to shift a lot of this stuff is to shift that within ourselves. So again, inside game. So once we change, everything around us changes. It has to. That's the universal laws of, we talk about universal laws of attraction, but it's that in itself. So I'm just saying to you, I always tell anybody, if you want something to really work, especially in relationship, first of all, communication is such a key,
right,
and not from a place of you said this, you know, pointing fingers and arguing and calling names or anything like that. But it's like, let's sit down as, even if it's like, let's sit down and talk as parents of our child. Let's sit down and talk about what our child's needs are. So what you're doing is actually, you've got your child as a common denominator, and you want to really rally around your children. So if you can have a conversation with any of these people, any of these men about the children, that's one thing. But what it's going to show you, and you're going to start feeling this, is that I can breathe in these conversations. I can really not question anything in these conversations. I can just be myself in these conversations and just truly come from my heart. Again, that's key. Come from my heart. You know, let's co-parent these guys. Let's love these guys, and let's just, you know, as a parent. Now, the funny thing is, if you want a partner or you want someone in your life, you want someone as, you know, something more than just a friend, write down the benefits and write down what you want, and don't put a face on it. And don't look over your shoulder every 5 minutes, go, hey, he's cute. Well, you can say that, but, you know, maybe I date him. Or, you know, so when you write that down and you make that list of what kind of qualities, and I will say be specific, make those qualities in a person, and just be Mandy, be happy, go out, do your things. Don't be surprised if you meet somebody that just like, whoa. Oh my God!
Amen.
The same, yes. He's got the same values,
honey. Yes.
He's living in the 21st century, but he's old school. He's a gentleman.
Right.
He's opening the door for me. He wants
right.
to, you know. So, I'm just saying, you know, those. So, and when we focus on things like, if we're focusing on someone else, honestly, you're filling yourself up with that energy, and you're not allowing yourself space for someone else to come through. So,
amen.
This year of introspection, just do for Mandy, because when you do that, whatever Mandy really truly desires is going to come into her life. She doesn't have to look for it. She doesn't have to go searching for it. It shows up, and it will show up in the most unique and amazing way. And so that it is about energy, and it is about shifting yourself, because we only have control over ourselves. So as far as relationship goes, mm-hmm. you can make mm-hmm. anything work. You can have that, and it's got to be a very communicative, co-creative experience. And I know it's a different way of looking at things, and that's how we're living in this 21st century. You know, I think Liz and I have a good background and experience of going through some really unusual, crazy stuff and realizing, you know, we've got to shift ourselves in order to shift this. So awareness is very much the key, and I think you've got that. I think you very much have that. And this year, you know, sometimes a lot of stuff that we're saying, maybe, I know for me, sometimes things that I hear on a conscious level are just not getting it, but my subconscious is getting it. My who I truly am is getting it. And it'll just feel good, and you'll get, and that's what the point that you want to get. You want to really get to the point where you're just feeling good about you and your life and your kids and say, yeah, this is cool. I can have old school values and live in the 21st century. And you know what? Nobody should bother you about that when you're truly true to yourself. Yeah. Yeah. So don't feel, you know, don't feel guilty about it. It is what it is. I know so many people that really would live perfectly in the 30s and 40s, but yet here they are. So what's your purpose here in the 21st century? Maybe it's still bringing those old school values into the present, and you being happy within that shows other people you're going to be an example to your children. You're going to be an example to people that come into your life. And that's truly what you want, because when they look at you and go, wow, yeah, she's, you know, she's got these really awesome values, and, you know, she's living in all this kind of 21st century gadgety and crazy high political stuff, but she's holding it together, and it's really attractive, you know. So that it is, it all comes back to you. And at the same time, whatever you're bringing within yourself is what you're going to project out there. So does that help? I hope that helps. It's
No, I appreciate everyone's words this morning.
Yeah,
most certainly.
Yeah.
And you know, it's just clarification, if nothing else, that, you know, not that there's other people out there like me. Do you know what I mean? Like, you know,
there are a lot. There are absolutely a lot. And, you know, like you, as far as getting in all the crazy, like I try very hard. I don't want to say very hard, but I don't watch TV and read newspapers and things. I just don't want to get caught up in it. And there's so many times when something will happen. A friend will send me a text. Case in point, yesterday somebody sent me a text about something about something happening on kids' videos. And yet this was sort of I want to call it a viral scare. And so that to me, that tells with technology, because I check out things, because if I know my kids are, you know, watching YouTube or watching something,
right,
or playing a game, I want to make sure that they're safe and make sure that that all is well with them. So when somebody tells me there's an issue, I do an investigation. Now, a lot of times people don't investigate. They just take it for granted that this is happening, and that's how viral things happen. That's how the and it goes both ways. Good stuff can happen that way, and not good stuff can happen that way.
Right,
so just
right.
know – I know you do your due diligence, so I'm not worried about that, because you're old school. We do due diligence. That's how it works. So I don't want to call compromise is such a weird word, but it's also a word of what would you allow in the space of the 21st century in your old school ways? So take a look at that and say, you know, the beauty of that would be, I don't know, pulling up some, Frank Sinatra music or some Sammy Davis Jr. or something and dancing in the living room, or, you know, stuff like that. So you get technology that will bring this information to you. At the same time, it's not something that you really completely want to interact with. But there are gifts there and there are benefits there. So use those to your advantage as well. All right. That's what you said.
I love love everything that you said. And while I was listening to Anna speak to you, Mandy, got a little hit that have a little fun. I'm sure if you go online, and I know you know how to Google, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So it's not like you're going to have two cans and a piece of string and that's your cell phone. Thank you. So you know how to Google. And I would imagine that someplace in this country that there must be conventions for people that are like you, conventions for people who want to live a more traditional, simple life. And
mm-hmm.
I think it's like you got to find your tribe. And
right,
if,
right.
Yeah, and if there is some sort of...
And
event,
it's not Facebook.
It's
I just had to say.
No, I'm not. I haven't been on Facebook for years. No, we hate that.
No, my God, it's just so much drama. Oh, dear Lord.
Right. So if you do a little research, I bet you there's some convention in some town. Anna mentioned Indiana. There's places. Maybe you can find a way that you can include the kids, not include the kids, do it on the weekend that you're able to go on your own, or you'll figure that out. You got to find your tribe. So you don't feel so alone.
Right.
That's
right.
Because that's the whole thing. It's like everything, it's all on your shoulders, and it's not.
Uh-huh.
So I would recommend that you do that as a little homework assignment. And this show is on Tuesdays and Thursdays. You caught us today,
mm-hmm.
Thursday.
Right.
And it would be great whenever you are compelled to give us a call and give us an update and let us know how you are. But be so relieved that you are not legally bound to this guy.
Okay.
I can't say it enough. Can't say it enough.
Okay.
And have faith and all is well. And play the show again, because we hit you with a lot of stuff.
I most certainly will, and hopefully I can call back with
just an update. Just an update.
Yeah,
that's it.
Positive
Don't
update.
Even label it. Just an update. Don't label it. Okay?
Okay.
Give yourself a break, darling. Seriously. Cut yourself a break. All right. Very nice. Welcome
Thank
to the
you.
Show. Good luck.
Thanks for having me.
All
three of you, and I'm more than appreciated. Have a nice day.
Okay, girl.
All of you.
We know. Thank you.
Take care.
Thank you as well.
Take care.
You as well. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
That's
wow.
So interesting, isn't it?
Yeah. Those are big deals or big things that she's wanting to reconcile, and just to let a lot of that go.
Yep.
And just to take care of herself and really look into what is important for her. So she's not having to have these outside influences be shaped and molded in a certain way, that's not going to happen.
Right.
You know?
Right.
It's just not going to happen the way she wants it to happen just yet, or if ever. So y'all gave some good stuff. I'm taking notes. I'm like, yeah, I need to do that. Good stuff. So.
Yes. And see how it worked out that the three of us just happened to co-host together today.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I think it's great that Mandy has these three energetic streams of support and guidance, and that she really isn't alone. And I think that's the message that Source really wants to get through her conscious mind. None of us are alone. So once we think about that differently, I'm not alone. I'm with myself. I'm with Source. I'm with my values. I'm with truths that work for me. Then we're not dealing with depreciating what is so important just to accommodate somebody else. And if you can't really trust the impression or the mask that someone is presenting because it's backfired so many times, mm-hmm. or you're getting false promises, you know, this sounds very, talk about traditional, or this is such an old-fashioned saying, but this is something, especially in the wake of my divorce, like that leopard, you cannot change that leopard spots. You might bleach them or do something, but you're not going to change them. They're not going to go away. And I think our inherent nature is our inherent nature, and then we work with it as the core of the substance of what we are to grow and learn from. And we use it. So that core of her existence of the traditional, and it's really funny how I, by his energetic signature, I was a little misled. That's how good he is. Do you follow what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That I was thinking that was him, and she's like, no, it's her, but that's how slick he is. Isn't that interesting? So we can really manipulate that energy, but what's underneath that? What's the core? What's the truth? And the truth doesn't need bells and whistles. The truth is very quiet. So, and Mandy, if you're listening, it wouldn't hurt to do a little meditation, girl, just say. Wouldn't hurt.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Well, this has been fantastic. I'm so glad. Ooh. And at some point, I guess next week, maybe we can catch up on how your film festival went. And
yeah, I'm still here. Yeah, I'm here till Monday.
Yeah.
So on Tuesday's show, I can tell you, and we screen on our film on Saturday at 12 noon, and we're in the middle of the middle of nowhere. We're in bordering the state of Illinois. We're in Wisconsin. I bought Jeremiah Cheesehead. I'll text you a picture, Lisa. And meeting some really wonderful people. So it's been very positive and very healing, and a working vacation, which
very nice. We
both need desperately. Yeah, and it's fun to be in this part of the world. It's very pretty. It's very quiet, and we kind of need that right now.
Yeah.
So I'm grateful. I'm grateful for that. And again, to tap into the purest part of our energies to help support and serve others and ourselves, it is a collective field of energetic systems that are very healing. So for selfish reasons, I'm very grateful as well. So if you guys need to get a hold of us, please email loablend@gmail.com. Please like Universal Energy Media on Facebook and check out the great hosts and shows that are available to you. And this particular show is scheduled to be back on the air this coming Tuesday at 8:30 a.m. United States Eastern Time. And as always, let the light do the work and to brighter days ahead. And it was so great to be on with you guys today. Love you so much.
Love you all. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Tell me something good. Rock Band.